members of my family is still here.
因为家人是在乎你的人。
Family members, the member who care for you.
我发现几乎每一天都有人关心我甚至送吃的给我。
I discover almost every day care about me and sending foods to me.
担心我饿着了，担心我这个寒暄问暖的担心我这个孤单的我发现原来我的家人在这里。
They're concerned about being hunger, being lonely, so they care so much about me here.
其实我们就是一个爱的家庭，不是吗？
So it's a big loving family here, isn't it?
神把我们带来这里，我们一起来学习，一起来成长。
So let's learn how to grow together.
同不同意？
You agree?
太好了，我们一起来读今天的经文。
So let's read the verses today together.
路加福音22:31-32。
Luke chapter 22:31-32。
路加福音第22:31-32。倘若读翻到时候，我们一起来攻读神的话语。
So let's read together.
预备，请。
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好塞你们像塞麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不要至于失了信心。你回头以后，要兼顾你的弟兄。
最近我们教会举办一系列的培训，还有会议，来改正我们过去的错误，或是以前比较不妥的地方。
Recently, our church is holding a serious training to correct and improve some inappropriate areas.
那我刚来这边也最近也常常听到许多人来跟我分享。
So many members share with me.
才发现说我们教会原来过去有许多的失败。
About the church past failure.
其实我觉得这很正常的。
So it's quite normal.
请问谁没有从来没有失败过？
Tell me who never failed before. Raise your hand.
好像只有我一样，我失败很多啊。
So I failed many times before.
其实失败是一种成长的过程。
So failure is an opportunity to grow.
也是一种机会，让我们可以有改变的一个机会。
And opportunity to improve.
所以我们中国人常说失败为什么？
So as Chinese adage, failure is the mother of success.
所以换一句话说，失败其实并不可怕，可怕的是我们若不能够从失败当中来学到功课，得到成长，反而选择自暴自弃，或活在悔恨甚至控告当中。那就非常可惜了。
In other words, failure is nothing to be afraid of. Only if we learn nothing from it to grow or lose heart, regret, accuse.
其实，在圣经当中，许多神所重用的伟大人物，你几乎可以找出他们原来都曾有过失败的过去。
Throughout many Bible, great people failed in life.
而且在教会历史当中。历世历代几乎神所重用的属灵伟人也都曾有过失败的经验。
Church history is similar. Many spiritual giants failed.
所以我相信我们在座每一个人都也同样有失败的经验。
So many among us have the failing experience.
但是失败的经验呢，可以成为我们未来成功的基础。
Failure can be the foundation of future success.
这就像我们学习脚踏车一样。
Just like riding bicycle.
我们曾经有跌倒过好几次之后，我们就渐渐就学会了。
We all stumbled before able to ride.
人生的经验也是如此，我们是能够从失败当中汲取教训，我们就可以得到成长。
Life is the same. Learn from failure, then we can grow.
同样的，我们教会如果要健康的成长，我们不是用鸵鸟心态消极的去回避过去的这个失败，反而要积极的，我们要从失败当中学习得到成长。否则我们真的是彻底失败了，同不同意？
So in the same token, past failure is nothing to be ashamed of. We need to learn and grow. Do you agree?
耶稣十二个门徒当中，大弟子彼得。
Apostle Peter seemed the best among the 12.
看来看去就他最优秀了。
An outstanding leader.
但是如果我们以今天的标准来看，可能是他是一个相当失败的人。
But he can be regarded as a modern day failure.
但不过很奇怪的是他这样的失败，这样的这个失败，但是神终究让他成为世界上第一位最伟大的布道家。
Despite his failure, God used him as the first great Christian evangelist.
并且呢，耶稣把天国的钥匙交给他。
And gave him the key to the kingdom of heaven.
所以很多笑话都说彼得在守天堂的这个门，因为他有这个钥匙，这个笑话，但其实不是啦，是耶稣在天堂那里，不是
So there's a joke that Peter is holding the key as a guardian, but actually Jesus is the guardian of the heaven.
但我说彼得可能是天国的招待。
Maybe he's the usher. Peter is the usher.
所以我们当招待是很荣誉的。昨天我们有训练这个招待训练会，我们都觉得很荣誉的。
So it's an honor to be an usher for the church. We had the training yesterday.
那不管如何，为什么彼得神仍要重用他呢？
Why God still use Peter?
这就是他从失败当中成长，以至于带出生命的祝福之最好的明证。
Because he learned, and is the best example of blessing from past failure.
那你说彼得当初有哪些失败呢？
Where were Peter's failure?
哦，他很多的失败。
Oh, he had many.
那即使彼得失败之后，很奇怪了，耶稣明知道他会失败，但是为什么还要重用他呢？
Jesus knew his failure. Why still use him?
原来神明知道彼得会失败。但是他知道他肯定他的价值，并且对他有一个心意与期待，进而勉励他从失败的这个汲取教训当中得到成长。
So Jesus was sure about Peter, expect him to learn from failure, learn, grow, and become blessing to others.
以至于他回转之后，他的生命可以成为别人的祝福。
So after turn, so he can bless others.
同样，我们想今天我们一样。
So it's the same token. We're
我们也都失败。
We all failed before.
但是神也要我们同样像学习像彼得一样，我们可以从失败当中成长，以至于我们可以重新被神使用，甚至将来可以成为别人的祝福。
So God wants us to be like Peter, learn and grow, and become blessing to others.
基本上，彼得的失败以及成长改变有以下四个。
So there are four aspects to learn and grow from failure, just like Peter.
第一个是他的自信太大。
So first is too much confidence.
让我们一起来读马可福音十四章二十九到三十一节。
So let's read Mark chapter 14, verses 29 to 31.
好，预备，请。
彼得说：“众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。”耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，就在今天夜里，鸡叫两遍。”你要三次不认我，彼得却极力地说：“我就是必须和你同死，也总不认你。”众门徒都是这样说。
Yeah, 我觉得彼得很有自信。
So Peter is very confident.
但自信心不是不好。
Nothing wrong to be confident.
如果对自己太过有过大的自信，把自己看得太高，那就不好了。
But it's bad to be overconfident and full of yourself.
彼得就是对自己有一个错误的认识。造成他有过度的自信。
Peter didn't understand himself and was overconfident.
他夸张的来看自己，过于他当看的。
And exaggerating.
所以造成彼得自信心太大的原因呢，就是因为他喜欢跟人家比较的结果。
Peter liked to compare to others.
因为他说众人好跌倒，虽然众人都跌倒，我总不能的。
So he said, even though all may fall away, yet I will not.
好像我们也常有这样的毛病，是不是
？We like to compare also.
我们总喜欢跟人家比较啊。
So we like to compare.
然后轻看别人，然后就高看自己。
And looking down upon others.
啊，然后那个人怎么样，那个人怎么样？言下之意就是我不像他哈。
So I'm just not like the other.
那其实圣经要提醒我们，我们要常常看别人比自己强。
But Bible remind us we should not do so, comparing to others.
腓立比书二章三节这样说。
So Philippians chapter 2 verses 3.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Do not out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourself.
是啊，我们要看别人比自己强。可是有时候我们就像彼得一样，我们总喜欢把自己摆在一个高人一等的位置上。
So when we're full of self, we think we're above others.
当我们如此行的时候，也就是我们得意忘形，准备要失败的时候。
So when we're conceited, then failure is near.
你可能会觉得奇怪，人家都说拥有自信心是好的，难道我们就不能对自己有一些的更多的自信吗
？You may wonder, is said confidence a good thing? Why not self-confident?
而且事实上也是如此。你知道北美的华人都很优秀的。
So Chinese American are high achiever.
我们在许多的工作领域上，我们都比一些的当地人都来得用功，而且我们也都很杰出的。
So work hard at work or in academics.
所以这也都是事实，得到很多的肯定也就是事实。所以我们对自己蛮有自信，我想这是没有错的。
So it's affirmative, so there's nothing wrong about it.
但真正的问题是我们不容易对自己有一个正确的定位。
But we need to strike a balance.
既不将自己看得过高，但也不将自己看得太低。
Not over or underestimate ourselves.
如何能做到平衡呢？
How to do it?
保罗告诉我们一个看待自己合乎中道的秘诀或者是标准。
So according to balance, the essence of moderation.
这就是在罗马书十二章第三节这样说。
Romans chapter 2 verses 3.
然后我们一起读读预备，请。
Do nothing out of selfish.Or vain conceit.
Okay. 把自己看得合乎中道的标准，就是按照神所给我们个人信心的大小，根据你所领受信心的程度来正确的评估自己。
So it's to each a measure of faith to evaluate yourself.
就相信你自己在某一个程度水平，因为上帝不是把每一个人都造在同样的一个位置。
So God created everyone uniquely.
你如果把自己看得太高，是不是骄傲的心在里面作祟？
So one's confident is prideful.
但另一方面，你如果把自己看得太低，是不是会愧对神的恩典呢？
So underestimate means wasting God's given talents.
所以你要根据神从神那里领受的信心程度决定一个正确的位置。
So we need to practice measure of faith.
当我们这样经常练习的时候，就不会出现自信太大的错误了。
Then strike a balance.
彼得他从这里有学习，后来他对自信的这个定位上失败，但是后来他得到成长了。
Peter failed his measure of faith, but he grew.
你看后来耶稣复活之后向他神显现三次问他，你爱我吗？
So after resurrection, Jesus asked him three times, Do you love me?
那耶稣呢，三次都用这个最崇高的阿加佩的爱来问我，你爱我？那个阿爸是用很神圣的爱，你有用这样的爱爱我吗？
So first two, he asked agape, the highest sacrificial love.
但是彼得回答他说，主爱，那个我是啊，你知道我是爱你的。那个爱呢，中文是一样，但是原文呢？原文呢是以这种的这个一般的爱来爱你。
But Peter responds according to the original text is love with human limitation.
我只能用这种很粗浅的友谊的这种爱来爱你，我没有办法用这么崇高的爱来爱我啊。来，虽然你用了这爱来回答，但是我不能够用这样的爱来爱你来回应。
So Peter can only love Jesus with brotherly love, not the sacrificial love.
连续三次就是用这样的回答。
So three times.
彼得不敢再说大话了。
Then Peter dare not boast again.
因为他已经认识自己的有限，知道自己的程度，而能够坦白的回答说，我只能用人世间有限的爱来爱主。
So he understands his measure of faith. So he answered, he can only love Jesus with the human limitation.
第二个彼得失败呢，是他祷告太少。
So the second failure is that he prayed too little.
我们一起来读第马可十四章三十七到是三十八节。
Let's read Mark 14 chapter verses 37 and 38 together.
预备，请。
And he came and around them sleeping and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not sleeping for an hour? Keep watching and praying that you may not come into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
好，当年彼得带着他的门徒彼得雅各约翰到科西那马尼园同他一起祷告。
Jesus brought his disciple to Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
在这样重要的时刻，耶稣就要被钉十字架了。
So Jesus was about to nail to the cross.
他要这些门徒呢警醒辨识啊，但是保这个彼得呢一祷告啊就睡着了。
But soon Peter fell asleep.
连一刻钟十五分钟啊，别都不行的。
Unable to stay alert even for an hour.
那耶稣多么期待彼得可以成为一个看重祷告、实践祷告的人，可惜彼得呢最终还是没有完成主的期许，不能够好好的警醒祷告。
Jesus expect Peter to be a person of prayer.Alas, he could not fulfill this expectation to keep watching and praying.
当然，主知道彼得并不是说讨厌祷告、反对祷告。我相信彼得明知道祷告很重要，然而他里面有一个挣扎。
Of course, Jesus knew he did not object or dislike praying and understood the importance.
他实际的挣扎那个难处呢，就是他心灵愿意，不过肉体却软弱。
Jesus realized the difficult and struggle in practicing. That is, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
这就像保罗所说的那种立志行善由得我，只是行出来怎么样？
Just like Paul said, the thing I want to do, I could not do.
那种软弱的光景，我相信我们在座每一位曾经可能都会有。
So everybody been through this scenario.
当然，我们耶稣看见彼得这样沉睡软弱，不过他却没有大大的臭骂他一顿。
Jesus did not reprimand Peter's sleeping and weakness.
可能我们在场可能都看不下去，把他叫过来大骂一番哈。
If we were present, probably we would scold Peter.
你知道吗？你是耶稣千挑万选的大弟子啊，将来要做教会最大的领袖，你真的是没用，连祷告一刻钟都坚持不下去啊，把耶稣的脸都丢光了。
So not worthy of leadership position could not persist in praying.
然而耶稣呢，完全接纳他的软弱，没有严重的责备他，只有默默的为他祷告，希望他将来改变之后，你要回头去兼顾你的弟兄。
But Jesus accepted Peter as who he was, did not say a word about his feeble weakness, instead praying in him, expecting him to grow and change to become a person of prayer and leader.
其实主今天对你，对我，也一样有同样的期待跟接纳。
God accepts and expects us the same.
我相信我们当中每一个人都知道祷告的重要。
So we all know the value of praying.
只是我们有可能也像彼得一样。
But we can be just like
Peter. 是一回事，但是肉体软弱却是事实。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
其实你们知道吗？教会复兴的秘诀不是找到一位好牧师。
The secret of church revival is praying. It's not about preacher.
而是祷告啊。
It's praying.
我听过太多太多的见证，有关于祷告带来教会的复兴。
I heard so many testimony that praying brought revival for the church.
但是我来到我们这个教会呢，很特别。
Our church is unique.
啊，不，我上次讲过，不是我们人数特别少。
Not because the number of congregations.
啊，我们发现我们教会呢，除了礼拜天我们有这个这个顺便的祷告会哈，还有我们查经会有顺便的祷告，我们没有专门的教会祷告会啊。
And we do not have a freestanding prayer meeting other than praying meeting on Sunday during Bible study.
你知道主耶稣对教会的期待是什么？他的圣殿是要成为万民祷告的殿啊。
God expects our church meeting could be a temple of prayer for the multitude.
尽管我也知道我们大部分的人都有身不由己的难处不能来参加祷告会，不过我还是鼓励我们在座每一个人要看重祷告。
Some of you may have hardship to pray in church. I still encourage you to pray.
因为祷告不仅是能够带来教会的复兴，也能够带来你生命，你个人生命的翻转。
Because prayer is so important not just for church revival but also can change your life.
而且你的家庭也会得到满满的祝福。
And receive full blessing in your household.
所以我希望你在家里啊，在随时随地都能够看重经常的祷告。
I hope you pray often at home.
呀，你花时间，你愿意好好祷告，你将会经历祷告所带来的祝福。
Spend time doing it.
而且教会呢，不能够没有专门的祷告会。我们教会以后会成立专门的祷告会。
We will set up standalone prayer meeting.
我这事先哈邀请你们来参加，好不好？
So I hope you will join us.
感谢主，有好几位点头，希望到时候能够来参加。
So we hope you can all join us.
假如我们不祷告，或者假如我们祷告太少，我们就会跟彼得一样。
Pray too little, we will be just like Peter.
会容易陷入迷惑。
We will fall into temptation.
刚刚我们所读的经文，不好好祷告就进入迷惑了。
So no praying.Fall into temptation.
彼得不是不爱主，也非贪爱世界，只是撒旦使他迷惑的诡计太厉害了。
Peter loved the Lord, not the world, but Satan was tricking him into temptation constantly.
没有警醒祷告，你就很难胜过这样子的一个迷惑。
He could not overcome if not staying alert to pray.
在今天的世代当中，你我所面对的挑战不比当年少。
We face even more challenges now.
撒旦在教会的迷惑工作也从未停止。
And Satan never stopped tempting in church.
你认为光凭你自己的能力，你就有办法胜过吗？
Do you think you can overcome on your own?
其实我们跟彼得一样，如果缺少祷告，我们同样也会受到迷惑，而心灵里面的灵命软弱无力。
We are just like Peter. Without prayer, we will be weakened spiritually.
当你属灵光景低落，你就无法活出精彩丰盛的喜乐的生命。
Our life will be joyless.
因此，从现在开始，我鼓励你，我们一起来看重祷告，好不好？
Let's start now. Pay attention to prayer together.
你不一定要来参加教会祷告会，你随时随地在家里都可以祷告。
If you can't go on praying, come looking for me, or you pray at home.
假如你说，哎呀，我实在是祷告不下去，我不知道怎么祷告，我看你来教堂找我，我陪你一起祷告。
If you can't go on praying, come looking for me.
我们一起
来 I will pray with you.
我们一起来经历这位又真又活的神如何垂听我们的祷告。
And experience the true God listening to our prayers.
果然，后来彼得从失败中成长，没让主失望。
So Peter did not let Jesus down. He learned from his failure.
你看，当耶稣复活之后，他终于明白祷告的重要。
After resurrection, he understood the importance of prayers.
他从马可楼开始在那里祷告，等候圣灵的降临。
Since Holy Spirit descended upon disciples.
果然，他因为看重祷告而得着圣灵的能力。从此之后，他的生命脱胎换骨。不再一样。
Peter received power of Holy Spirit through prayer. His life totally changed.
不但他个人看重祷告，他所带领的教会也是如此。
He stressed praying, so did the church he led.
我们看见后来彼得被囚被抓，可是呢，全教会却为他迫切的祷告而经历神大能的拯救，天使带他出监牢啊。
Afterward, he was in prison for gospel. His church prayed earnestly, and he was let release.
同样，我相信今天我们也可以因为经历看重祷告而带来我们的祝福。
We too can experience the blessing through fervent prayers.
第三个，彼得的失败是他行动太快。
So the third failure from Peter is acting too fast.
我们来读马可福音十四章第四十七节，跟约翰福音十八章第十节。
Let's read Mark 14:47 and John 18:10.
好，预备，请。
But one of these who stood by drew his sword and struck through slave the high priest and cut off his ear. Simon Peter then having a sword drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. And the slave name is Malchus.
有人认为说彼得呢，这是太过血气了哈。
Some may consider Peter was hot tempered.
也许是他护主心切。或者是为了表现他的英勇而太过冲动了
or overzealous to protect Jesus or too impulsive
我想这些理由都没有错
these are valid excuses
但毕竟拿刀出来砍人家耳朵又没什么深仇大恨你说怎么说都说不过去
but cutting off ears that's way overboard
这不是说赏对方一个耳光你怎么来赏他一个耳光或者泼个水倒在人家身上这样而已，那么简单，就是好，然后跟他道个歉啊，对不起，对不起，我刚刚太冲动了啊，对不起，请你原谅，就这样就算了。
It's not just slapping or splashing water. A simple apology could take care of it.
这牵扯到伤害罪，说不定还要被判刑、坐监牢、付代价的，是不是
？This is a serious battery, punishable by jail time or even more.
若不是当时耶稣及时的制止，并迅速的摸他啊，就医治他，说不定。还会发生更血腥、更残忍的报复反击，造成更多的无辜伤害，不是吗
？If Jesus had not healed the slave on the spot, more harm could result from retaliation, and innocent blood would be shed.
其实今天许多宗教战争不就是这样发生的吗
？Many religious wars started under similar circumstances.
我们常常假借说爱主的理由，但是事实上却是在做一些伤害主的事。
The excuses were for the love of God, but ended up hurting His name.
彼得在他还搞不清楚状况，就随己意、鲁莽行事，这个表现并非英勇。
Peter acted before learning all the details, so it was not bravery.
他没有经过大脑仔细想想就采取行动，以为这是火热爱主，但是事实上是火爆爱哈，那个妨碍的爱爱主啊。
He thought act for love of Jesus, but really hindered God's will.
拦阻神的做这工作。
So he hindered God's will.
倘若在他行动之前，好好的思想一下，这个行动出去会有帮助吗
？So he should first thought about it, his action, helping or blocking.
难道使用这个刀剑，使用这个武力就能够解决问题吗
？So force cannot take care of everything.
这样的贸然行动不但于事无补，反而会陷入 弄巧成拙，越帮越忙，越弄越糟的窘境。
So impulsive action will just make situation worse and worse.
所以当他仔细想清楚之后，才有行动，这样他就不会陷入或是造成陷入这个造成的遗憾了。
So should seriously consider before acting, then would not have any regret.
今天我们也一样。
So today is the same.
虽然你随身没有带一把刀剑啊。
So now we don't carry weapons.
你也不是像有些黑道的哦，就拿着枪哈。这个来随时就保护，只是带着枪，没有。
Only gangsters do.
但是我告诉你，你其实你身上也带着一把利剑，锋锐的利剑，就像你的这个的舌头啊，像利剑一般，好厉害啊。
So our tongues could be sharper than sword.
你还没有考虑清楚就贸然说话，哇，已经把别人遍体鳞伤了。
So our words can inflict more damage than knife.
啊，说不定对方的耳朵早被你削了好几刀了啊。
So it's even worse than cutting off ear.
啊，刀刀见血啊，伤痕累累，对方伤痕，你那个覆水难收，你都不晓得。
So it cuts so deep and causing irreversible damage to others.
所以你要小心啊。
So be careful.
哎，那把刀很厉害的啊。
We should really need to think careful.
所以你我都要小心，尤其在话语上或者在行为上，我们都要想清楚，不要轻易的贸然行动。
We really need to think carefully before acting or talking.
后来彼得。在这个失败上，他也成长了。
So Peter learned and grew from past failure.
你说耶稣复活升天之后，彼得除了得到圣灵的能力，四处布道领人归主，经历教会复兴，成千上万人的得救。
So he started preaching the gospel through the power of Holy Spirit, and many people saved through him.
但到了使徒行传第四章，同样的一幕发生了。
However, In Acts chapter 4, same scenario happened to Peter.
有一群祭司们，还有守殿官及宗教人士要来抓彼得跟约翰，就像当年要来抓耶稣一样。
Priests, temple guards, and Pharisees came to arrest him and John, just like they arrested Jesus before.
这时候他不是把刀剑拿出来又要逞强了哈？这个时候呢，他知道凡事都有神的美意。
So he didn't wield sword this time, but accept the will of God to be arrested.
他就乖乖的让他们抓，然后呢，跟他们好好的讲理。
And reason with them.
结果发现一件事情，这些众人都惊讶，这些人原本是没学问的，抓鱼的、捕鱼的，没什么学问，怎么有这样的口才啊？
And to the point of convincing them to release him, they were inspired by Peter's eloquence and courage.From a humble upbringing.
在二十一节那里讲到他这样的看见他们的胆量，这个胆量的原文是指雄辩才啊。
So about Peter's eloquence.
他跟他们讲起道理来，让他们无话可说。这些官长们都讲不过彼得跟约翰，结果就把他们释放了。
And totally convinced them, and they released them.
彼得最后一个失败是他的领悟太慢。
The last failure is that he realized too slow.
我们一起来读马可福音十四章七十一到七十二节。
So let's read Mark 14, verses 71 and 72.
请。
But he began to curse and swear, "I don't know this man you are talking about." Immediately a rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had made the mark to him, "Before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he began to weep.
这里讲到彼得思想起来就哭了，为什么彼得要哭呢
？Why Peter wept？
而不是继续说谎，继续辩护下去
？But not continue to lie and defend himself？
因为圣经告诉我们，因为他想起主对他所说的话。
Bible told us he remembered Jesus' remarks to him.
请你注意，彼得之所以哭，并不是主的话句句都应验了。他哇，这么神奇，叹为观止。总算明白，哦，真的是弥赛亚，真是真神啊。
Pay attention, the reason was not Jesus knew it all, and everything he had said was fulfilled. He is Messiah, true God.
假如是这样的话，他不应该哭，而是要大大惧怕。哇，什么这个连这个风浪都记，这个都听他的，哇，大大惧怕才对，是不是
？Then Peter should not weep, but in all of his majesty and power, similar to when Jesus calmed the storm.
那怎么会哭呢？这个时候怎么会哭呢？他不应该哭的。他哭的原因是因为他思想起来这迟来的领悟。
Peter wept because the belated realization.
他领悟出明白神这一切大爱，他的丰盛的恩典让他太感动了。
That Jesus so loved the world.
原来主耶稣来到这里是要牺牲他自己宝贵的性命，是要救赎世人，那样的强烈的决心。
So Jesus was determined to redeem mankind, to sacrifice for them.
他的大爱何等的长阔高深，他的恩典何等的丰盛奇妙。
Such love, such grace, so deep and wide and abundant.
尤其对于彼得，让他还尚还软弱的时候，还在失败，他还没有失败，失败以前耶稣就已经知道了，而且呢，他就已经愿意赦免他，包容他，接纳他，肯定他，让他回头之后来兼顾他的弟兄。
Jesus forgave Peter even before his failure, also accepted, recognized him.
他悔恨自己为什么脑筋这么迟钝，为什么不能够体贴主的心意，早一点醒悟过来呢？
So Peter was regretting why so slow to understand.
主如此的爱他，而他不但不能够稍微一点点回报主的爱，甚至刚才还发毒咒来启示我拒绝承认我的主。
Jesus so loved him, but instead of reciprocating, he just sweared, cursed, and denied Jesus.
他简直不敢相信自己在做什么，竟然这样不成才，这样愧对主，所以他就大哭起来了。
He realized he was good for nothing, not worthy of following Jesus, so he began to weep.
我不晓得你有没有这样的经历。
Do you have such experience?
当你体会主的大爱的时候，你发现我在做什么。
So when you understand God's love to you,
我是不是在做伤害主的事？
Am I still hurting God's will?
主为我付了那么大的代价，我仍然在做一些愚昧的事情吗？
He paid the ultimate sacrifice for me, and I still act foolishly.
我相信当你想起来的时候，特别是守圣餐的时候，我想为什么很多人在下面哭，因为他想起主的恩典，他领悟的主的大爱。
So especially during Holy Communion, when you repent, you think about the love of God, so you may shed tears.
我们需要明白，主耶稣不但爱彼得，为彼得舍命，同样他也爱你，他也为你舍命。
We should understand Jesus loved Peter, died for him. Jesus also loves you and died for you.
主这样的牺牲的爱与丰盛的恩典，不单单是临到彼得，也同样临到你，临到我。
Such sacrificial love and abundant grace came to Peter, also come to you.
但问题是，你领悟到了没有
？Do you understand?
这就是许多人为什么得救的经历与感动。当他们做见证的时候，我们听到他们见证，哇，如此的这个激昂，甚至你看过那个堂堂大这个男子汉呢、啊？当众哭得稀里哗啦，你看过 这些见证吗？
That is why so many after receiving salvation behave so emotionally. Even men cried openly.
我告诉你，我做牧师最大的一个荣幸，就是常常有机会看见类似这样的一幕。
As a pastor, I'm privileged to witness many such touching moments.
许多许多的人，当他们归向神的时候，他们领悟出主的大爱，以至于他们没有办法停止他们的眼泪，他们的哭泣。
They realize the love of God, what Jesus has done, and truly repent in tears.
他们心中有感而发的这种忏悔、哭泣，重点不是痛哭，而是痛哭之后他生命的更新与改变。
More important than tears is the change in renewed life.
因为在诗篇五十一篇十七节这样说。
Psalm 51 verses 17.
我们一起来读好不好
？The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.A broken and a contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
所以主不是要你的眼泪啊，是只要你的改变啊。
God wants not only your tears, but your changed life.
当你真实的回到神的面前，你领悟到神的大爱，你所带出生命改变的行动，这是神所喜悦的。
So when you understand the great love with a contrite heart.
所以当我们能够像彼得一样，以忧伤痛悔的心。真正领悟明白神的大爱，我相信我们生命也会像彼得一样，最后更新完改变。
So when we are like Peter, understand the great love of God and with contrite heart, our life will be renewed as well.
从失败中成长的彼得，他不但领悟到神的大爱，后来他还真正的发觉到、明白到十字架的奥秘。
So until then, Peter really understand the mystery of the cross.
那这只有无罪的神才能够拯救有罪的我们。
So only a sinless God can save a sinner like us.
就是耶稣基督那圣洁无瑕的 这个却这的神却成为我们的代罪羔羊，为我们承担罪而被钉死在十字架上。
Jesus without sin became a sacrificial lamb and nailed to the cross for us.
使我们单单因为主的代赎而可以得到拯救。
And because this redemption, we can be saved.
这就是十字架的奥秘。
So this is the mystery of the cross.
同样的一幕令我们感动，就是教会历史告诉我们彼得后来是如何为主殉道。
And then another church history telling how Peter was martyred.
原来当年罗马皇帝逼迫基督教会。
So Roman Empire persecuted Christians.
那彼得呢，原本被这个信徒偷偷的从罗马城把他这个送出去，希望他赶快逃难，因为他是我们教会的领袖，不能够被抓。
So fellow Christian sent Peter out so that he won't be arrested.
就他一直跑，一直跑的时候，他一回头一看。
So he was running, then turned around.
他看见主在那个城。
So he saw Jesus.
结果呢，他说我要回去跟我的主在一起。
So Jesus was in the city, so he decided to turn around and to be with the Lord.
因为主跟他的百姓在那一同受苦。
Because Jesus was suffering with his people.
后来他回去了，他不听其他跟逃出来的同工的劝告，他还是回去了。当然回去就被抓了。
So he returned against advice to fled.
那回被抓呢，要被为主殉道。
So he was arrested.
要跟耶稣一样钉十字架。
So he was martyred and nailed to the cross.
但他对要钉十字架的人说：“对不起，我不配跟我的主一样钉十字架，请你把我倒钉十字架。”
But he said to the soldier, "I'm not worthy, so nail me to the cross upside down."
你看过去一个贪生怕死、一个拒绝认主的人，他后来领悟到十字架的这样的奥秘、这样子的一个尊荣，他不配跟主同钉十字架，他倒钉十字架，勇敢为主殉道，光荣的走完他人生最后一程。
So he was a coward denying Jesus, but ending up martyred for Jesus.
因为他知道他已经忠心的完成主对他的使命托付。
So he knew he finished the mission by Jesus.
到今天，我相信彼得仍然影响世世代代许多许多的基督徒。
So Peter's influence can be felt even today.
同样的，我相信今天上帝带领你来这里，同样也对你有使命的托付。
So God bring you here and have a mission for you.
你有这样的领悟吗？你明白神对你的心意吗？
Do you understand why God brought you here?
因为彼得他过去的失败，但是他没有逃避他的失败，反而从这失败当中，我们看见他每一个失败他都有成长。
Peter didn't shy away from his failure. He grew and learned from his failure.
我们是否也愿意同样跟彼得一样，有从失败当中成长呢？
Are we willing to be like Peter, learn from our failure?
失败其实并不可耻，持续犯罪才是。
So there's no shame in failure. Continue, so that's the shame.
因为在我们每个人成长过程当中，我们都会失败的。
We all have failed during growing process.
我经常鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So I often encourage brother and sister.
教会是什么？
Our church is like what?
我觉得教会就像一个家一样。
Our church is just like our home.
那家是什么？
So what is home?
家是让我们可以从失败当中成长的地方。
Where you can fail and grow.
跌倒了就再爬起来。
Stumble and rise.
你看那个小孩子从这个家里出生之后，慢慢的学爬，然后学走路。
So the toddler grew in the family.
你假设你作为一个父亲，作为一个母亲，你说：“哎呦，小孩跌倒，哎呀，丢我的脸，你给我出去！”啊，有没有这样的父亲母亲
？So no parents will be ashamed of the little kids stumbling and fell.
我们都会觉得哇，加油加油！哎，跌倒了啊，没有，再一次，再起来。So、直到他有一天不但会走，而且还会跑，你以他为荣，不是吗
？So we all encourage the toddler to rise, to walk, even run.
就是这样子。
So home is just like that.
我们需要更多的包容在我们弟兄姐妹当中。
So we need acceptance among brothers and sisters.
而不是因为他失败，我们就讲重话让他离开。
So it's not just drive them away because of the failure.
我们也都需要成长，我们也都是失败。
We all fail and need growth.
因此，我们都要彼此体谅我们的软弱，我们也要接纳别人。
So we must accept each other's failure.
请不要误会，我不是在鼓励犯罪，或是鼓励跌倒，或是容许犯罪。
I'm not encouraging stumbling or tolerating sins.
而是对于我们那些在失败当中，神对我们仍有期待，就如同耶稣对彼得仍有期待。
But provide expectation to grow from failure, just like how Jesus treated Peter.
要用爱心，用代祷的心，能够彼此包容与扶持。
With love of total acceptance and opportunity to grow.
于是我相信，我们每一个人都可以经历从失败当中得到成长。
So we can learn and grow.
你愿意在这当中有份吗？
You want to be a part of this process?
只有一个愿意。
I only heard one yes.
求神帮助我们。你愿意吗？如果愿意，我们大声地讲 Amen.
Amen.
让我们一起来回应，倘若我们愿意的话，求神来光照我们。我们像我们这样的罪人，整天犯罪的罪人，神还要用我们吗？是的。
So God will use sinner like you and me.
让我们用这首歌《怎能如此》来回应，请我们一起起立来唱这首歌。
So let's all stand and respond with the hymn.